Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Shop Blinds.com right now and get up to 40% off select styles, plus a free professional measure and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 40% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Do you believe you are wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
The new year is here, and it's the perfect time to kickstart your meditation practice. The Morning Meditation for Women podcast has short, daily guided meditations that will help you start your day with intention and focus, and make it so easy to get you into the habit. Imagine feeling so much more calm and confident in 2025. Follow and listen to Morning Meditation for Women on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
BJ and Jamie.
I have the super skinny Ariana Grande. Super skinny.
Man, she is so little.
She's the one in that movie.
Yes.
Yeah, that's her. She's skinny.
She's so little, but she's also just little.
Petite.
Really petite.
She
yeah.
looks like a teenager.
She does. Really does. Yeah. She might have
all right, Jamie and I are looking out the window here. Well, Carson too, but we're looking out the window here. I don't understand why school wasn't called today.
It is pure ice.
It's unbelievable. Yeah. And it's not going to get better. All the way past like 2 o'clock this afternoon. I mean, just call it quits. No school to... Well, don't listen to me, but there is school today. But I'm just saying... Yeah, yeah. Can you imagine somebody turn on the radio just as I'm saying, no school today?
Right. Yeah, but mostly everybody had school. There were some delays. But the thing is, with this, as opposed to like a blizzard, it is pure ice.
Yeah, I could understand if the salt gets down, the roads get plowed, it's all good by noon, you got a two-hour delay. But there's nothing clearing up right now, it appears to me.
No, it's still snowing.
From what I'm seeing.
It's still snowing.
It was pretty nasty out there.
This was like, so it's always funny, like the difference in parenting, right? So I would be so excited when my son didn't have school. I would like scream and like call him and like, yeah, you don't have school. You know, like freak out because I'm working here. And he, back in the day, had a nanny to wake up with him. And I'd be so excited for him and everything. And then I'd be in the group text with my friends and they'd be like, oh my God, my kids are going to be home.
Yeah, like they dread it. Yeah.
Yeah.
But I think that's the difference between having like an only child where you're excited to have him home and like having three where you're like, oh my God.
I can always tell because when I'm driving home, I go by that place called Sled Hill.
Yeah.
And whenever school's out, I'll bet you there's 600 kids on that damn hill.
Yeah, I know.
I mean, they are everybody just, that's the gathering place when school's out for Jefferson County or at least in that part of the county.
Right.
And that thing is just packed with sledders.
But then you have the grumpy parents like, I don't want to take them to the sled hill.
That's me. I've never been.
Oh, my God.
I just drive by.
You're kidding.
Really?
I've never been.
You got to go.
It looks steep.
Oh, my God.
I don't know if I can handle that.
Can I tell you, it's the walking back up that sucks.
Is it?
Oh, my God. Yeah, going down is easy. It's like, but then you realize you're in Colorado. There's altitude. And then you're like, I'm not as fit as I thought I was.
And do yourself a favor, don't get off the jump. Don't go off the jump. If a little kid made a jump, don't go off it.
Yeah,
I'm afraid over Sled Hill, it ends up in a ravine. I'm afraid I wouldn't stop.
Well, no, it's that you have a little kid that gets tired, and then they want you to pull them back up.
Yeah.
They want to set in the sled, so now you have, like, this lead weight, and you're trying to just, like...
Now it's a workout.
I'll never go. Yeah. Listening to you describe it like that, I'll never go.
No, you know what? Just go sledding and, like, or tubing or whatever in Winter Park. Yeah. That way they have... The little like escalator.
Yeah. Oh, that thing's a lifesaver.
Yeah, there's no walking. There's just even trying to get to the escalator, you're like, kind of like a, that's a pain in the ass, but it's great.
If I were an elected official, I'd make it illegal to sled. No sledding! Get out of my yard!
Oh, my God.
Right. All right, but schools are in, and it appears that just a couple of hours late for a lot of the schools. I mean, obviously, you're going to be notified.
Right.
But this weather does not look like it's getting any better this morning, and it continues to snow. It's supposed to snow for the rest of the day. Then a low tonight of 7.
BJ and Jamie.
Some people are saying that the roads aren't that bad, Jamie.
Really? They didn't drive on my roads because they were bad this morning and it's been snowing since we got here.
They said, suck it up, buttercup.
Okay. Well, I don't believe that that is true because I've never seen people drive that slow on I-25 without traffic.
Plus, we're sitting here watching a car trying to get up a hill.
Yeah.
He can't. He had to turn around.
I know.
Then he's got his blinkers on. He's all confused. He's
terrified.
He couldn't even get up to the drive to the Marriott. He couldn't even get up that drive. Yeah.
There's a story this morning, and I love the story because it reminds me of Jamie. Jamie, several years ago, when GPS kind of first started coming out, okay,
yeah,
and we started relying on it a little bit, she decided to go to Coors Field. And ended up in like Longmont or somewhere.
Well, I just moved back here. So I didn't really remember where Coors Field was. And I ended up in like Arvada at a little league, a little league diamond that was called Coors Field.
And it wasn't her fault. It's what the GPS told her to do, you know? Yeah. Well, there's a car that's sitting at the foot of the ski area there in, is that Keystone? Yeah, Keystone. And the reason the car is there, it's the only car there, is because GPS told the driver to make a couple of turns, and he ended up right there at the bottom of the ski lift.
And by the way, I have compassion and empathy for this human. It is not your fault.
Yeah, but you do come out looking like a dummy.
Well, you followed the directions.
But you know not to turn toward the, gondolas.
But if everything's a whiteout, you're assuming that you're in a parking lot.
And it could have been dark.
Yeah.
There's not another car. There's not even a road. And you're turning. He's just sitting there at the bottom of the ski lift.
I know. Oh, my God.
Poor guy. Yeah. Embarrassing.
Yeah.
Here's the story.
Skiers dealing with a new obstacle at Keystone Resort, a parked car.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah. Not supposed to be there. So you're seeing a sedan parked near the Mountain House base area. The Summit County Sheriff's Office says the driver of the car, who lives in Boulder, was following a GPS route to an employee housing complex Sunday night when the GPS told them to turn onto the ski area.
Oh, my gosh.
The driver did it. Listened to GPS, but got stuck and abandoned the car for the night. But the driver did leave a note with their phone number for easy contact. The sheriff's office says the driver did not get cited.
I do love GPS, though.
Did you see what happened, though, after that?
No.
Oh, my God. This is crazy. So I guess Parks, they ended up welding a jump over it. They ended up putting a rail over it so all the snowboarders could ride the rail over the car. It was crazy.
Nice.
They did.
Really?
Yeah.
They made a rail
over it and everybody's hitting it.
Really?
Yeah. Everybody's like, whoa, what a feature in the parks.
Yeah. Time
they actually parked a car here.
They did not put a rail over
it. They welded a rail over it and they made it part of the features. They did.
If you're this guy, it clearly shows his license plate.
I know.
So you can look him up if you want to. But if you're this dude, I mean, you got to be a little bit embarrassed, right?
Yeah. I mean,
that could be a woman. We don't know.
Well, it could be anybody.
Could be anybody.
Anybody
we don't know.
That just follows GPS. I mean, we've all been in that situation.
Well,
every single person has followed it wrong. I don't care who you are.
Yes.
You can't sit there and go, oh, that was a mistake, because we've all followed it.
We have. Yeah. We have.
Bastards.
BJ and Jamie.
It's definitely not a compliment to our team.
Wait,
that's for sure.
Just handed to me. Let me explain. On. Let me explain, right, okay? Right, this just handed to me. Right. Boop, 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 boop.
By the way, Spadil's going to want to weigh in on this. You know, he loves sports.
I know he does. All right, here we go.
Spadil, stand by.
All right, here we go. Breaking news. Boop, 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 boop.
Okay.
I have carbon monoxide poisoning. I tried to tell you that.
Oh, my goodness.
We have carbon monoxide poisoning in here,
we
you guys.
Do not
we have all the. Did you not hit all the symptoms?
I did, but I have those symptoms every day.
No, exactly. We can slowly have it every day and
like
then go
every
out
morning.
But every morning. And then, no, listen, and then it clears up, and then we come back in here and we get it again. I'm getting a monitor.
I feel like we need a detector. Yeah,
because. See?
Breaking news.
Breaking news. The Bengals head coach has urged the NFL to investigate the Chiefs for allegedly throwing their Week 18 game against the Broncos. He claims the Chiefs deliberately lost to manipulate the playoff seeding and eliminate the Bengals. Seen as a serious Super Bowl contender, this bold accusation has sparked intense debate, with many questioning the Chiefs' motives. All eyes are now on the NFL's next move.
You know, a portion of what you just read is probably true.
Yeah.
It's probably true.
It does make sense.
It's probably true that a lot of teams out there did not want to play Cincinnati. They've been on a roll. They got a great quarterback.
Yeah, Joe Burrow's going to win MVP.
Yeah, so you got a point there. But, again, it's not illegal, and it's within the right of the Kansas City Chiefs not to play their starters if they want to sit them on the bench.
So let me understand this.
Okay.
Are the Bengals a better team than the Broncos?
I would say yes.
Yeah, and they did beat us.
So that was intentional.
I would say yes.
Okay. Yeah.
I would say it was. Okay. But there's nothing against
it. So we're that team, though? I didn't know we were that team.
We're that smelly kid on the bus.
Oh, yeah, we're the ones you want to play in the playoffs.
Because you can run us over.
Yeah. Uh-huh. No, you guys, I was so excited. Don't make us that team.
Nope.
We are that team.
Nope. All right, here's what
our team bus can park at handicap. When we get to Buffalo, you'll find us in the handicap parking spot.
Notice that's I'm not commenting. Notice I'm not commenting. Canceled that guy right there. All right, let me tell you what AI is saying about the synopsis of comments, okay? Commenters are divided on the Bengals coach calling for an NFL investigation into the Chiefs' alleged intentional loss. Some argue the Chiefs prioritize player health, while others see it as a manipulation. One commenter criticized Andy Reid's decision to bench starters, calling it disrespectful to the second and third string players.
Okay.
All right. was AI's synopsis.
You know, and there's probably some truth to this. There's probably truth to nobody wanted the Bengals in there because they are a good team
now. This isn't what the game is about. The game is about playing our people, everybody, the starters, going for it, and whoever the best man is, the best man is.
No, when you've wrapped up first place, you don't want to get anybody hurt. You want to move on to the Super Bowl. It's about winning the Super Bowl.
And how do you do that? You manipulate the game by playing the Broncos without anybody out there, and you lose, right? 0-28.
Oh, so you're for Cincinnati are you?
I'm just saying, you know, if we're going to play ball, let's play ball, right?
Well.
I mean, they did eliminate a dangerous team.
Well,
they did.
I've never heard you so adamant about a football game.
I'm just saying, like, let's play it right, okay? Let's not start doing X's and O's and moving people around so we manipulate the game. Like, let's play.
You know, I will say this. It was tough to watch that thing on Sunday, okay? I felt sorry for
Kansas City. I turned it off.
City
it was boring.
People. It was terrible.
Yeah.
Well, not like that. I told you I was in California waiting for an airplane, and people were mocking us.
They were?
Yes!
I mean, because everyone was going, so they were cheering so loud and we were so amped, but we were playing the backups.
They were mocking us because they're like, this is the only way they can
win. It's an embarrassment. Yeah. I get it.
I mean, they almost beat the Chiefs, though, like the first time they played them. They were a field goal away from doing it.
Yeah. I remember.
Yeah. Almost. Only counts in horseshoes and hand grenades.
True. Yeah. So. We're being mocked at that little bar in California.
Yeah, we are being mocked. It was embarrassing. It looked like we were playing a peewee team
out
there. It was sad. And then our fans, like Carson is saying, our fans felt like we just knocked off the Chiefs first stringers.
It was like we were going to the Super Bowl. It was like,
I mean, half that team was on crutches that we beat.
Don't you think if we're going to play the NFL, in the NFL, right? You got one job. Play the game.
No, well, I think the Chiefs earned the right to be able to do that.
You're in the NFL.
The Bengals, you know the Bengals suck, NFL. Though. It sucks to suck. Like, if they would have played better.
Apparently they don't suck, because otherwise we would have not had this
but
situation.
But if they would have played better, they wouldn't have even been in this situation.
But, I mean, you even said the guy's going to be in MVP, right?
Most likely, yes.
Yeah, so they don't suck that bad, apparently. Yeah.
And I'll tell you this, too. What about the people that paid X amount of dollars for those tickets?
All right.
And you go to the game and that's what you saw? 38-0 blowout with a bunch of names that you don't even recognize. You don't know one player on that other team. That's kind of a ripoff for the fans, too.
I agree with
Jamie on that.
You're being paid all this money. It's the NFL.
It's the NFL.
It's one job.
And it's only football.
Exactly.
It's not world peace. Okay?
Whoa.
It's only.
Big. No, I'm agreeing.
Was that
with
pretty
you.
Good?
Yeah, it was good. Yeah.
Thanks.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Yeah.
DJ and Jamie.
Don't say it out loud.
No, I mean, because like mine was like funny. Like with Jeremy was funny.
Yeah,
Yeah, like, yeah. I didn't really believe in it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
She's looking good this morning,
she
though.
She looks great.
Yeah, on TV with it snowing her outdoors. We're talking about Kylie Burse over there at Fox 31,
correct,
right?
Correct, yeah.
And she's outdoors, the snow in her hair and stuff. She looks really cute. And I made the mention, well, Jamie, first of all, said...
No, you did.
No, I didn't
say a word. Yeah, you. I did not say.
Can we agree that we both?
No,
said it?
No, you started.
I did it.
Yes.
Yeah, I came out of your mouth first.
Oh, shut up, Carson.
You did, because I was just talking about how great she looked. I go, oh my God, right. Kylie looks so cute with the snow.
You didn't slip in a little something there?
After you brought it up, yes.
Oh, you did after?
Yeah, yeah.
Did you did before?
No.
I wonder why I thought that way.
No, I don't know.
I came back with a remark. You go. And Spadil, don't take this the wrong way, but you probably will. I said, man, look at her. And Dylan, Dylan thought he had a shot at that. That's what I said. That's
you go
said.
Like this.
Okay.
Yeah, and you think Schmidl thought he had a shot of that.
That's exactly how he said it.
And he goes, whew. And then I said, yeah, that's really being a little egotistical, thinking that you could hit that.
There you go. That's what you said. That's what they said.
We're both in the media, you know? I just thought, like, you know, we have the same kind of field, right? So maybe we would, like, link up a little bit.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, she's got days, excuse me. She's got days where I thought you could have had a chance. But today she looks really cute, so I don't think
what
you have a shot.
What days were
those? Yeah, what days?
I don't know. Back like last year.
The days that Dave Frazier was filling in?
Yeah. I mean, I don't know.
And it looked like Dave Frazier?
I've seen her a couple of days where I thought that Schmidl,
I think Schmidl has a better shot with Dave Frazier than Kylie.
And I hear Dave's up for it. That's what I hear.
Cut down one tree, didn't make you a lumberjack.
Man, the snow continues to come down.
It does. And
I know that some people are saying, hey, it's supposed to stop at 11 or whatever. It doesn't really matter. But it's going to snow up in the next few hours, it looks like. And the roads are horrible.
It is
I don't
icy.
Care where you go.
Yeah, it's very
It's really
icy.
Bad, right?
I know. Do you ever follow the snow plows?
No. I can't think of, not really.
Because you follow everything. Like if you find an app or something, like, you know, that bald eagle is going to have, like, babies and stuff. Eggs are gonna, but you don't follow the little, sometimes I just watch the little app, and I'm like, they're not even close to my house.
Yeah, seeing where they're going.
I thought you meant if I were on their tail, like if I'm on
C470,
am I tailing them?
No, app, the C.app where you can watch them.
No, I don't. I don't follow the plows on there.
Yeah, because I do feel like if I'm a plow dude, or girl or whatever, I'm like, man, they're tracking me a lot. You know, like they track their speed, where they are. Like they can never pull over and just be on their phones.
No, you got to be on it. Yeah.
Because we're watching I'm bringing this up because we're watching we have an inloader that's clearing off the driveway here at the DTC. And the guy keeps pulling over. I'm not even kidding. Every like 5 minutes to be on his phone. And he just sits over there and he like looks at his phone, watches a reel.
5 minutes go by, he hasn't moved.
And we did the story earlier this morning that there was a snowplow situation where
cool.
a couple of snowplows actually stopped a guy that had robbed a bank or something, robbed something in Lakewood.
Yeah.
And he was making a run for it. And
he was on I-70.
Pimped him in on I-70 past Idaho Springs.
Yep.
I guess the police called ahead, knew the plows were out, and the plows said, you're not going anywhere.
Line.
Yeah. Three of them. They got him in
just
right in the corner. But I would be so scared to do that because I was afraid he's going to jump out and start shooting.
No kidding.
You know, that's the only scary part.
Yeah, roll up your windows.
Okay.
Well, I don't know. I'm just saying.
The glass is going to stop a bullet.
I think they should fill up the cab with water.
Okay, I'm just saying. Then Jamie tells me that they do roadside service. I didn't know that either.
Well, the guy in the report, he says, you guys just think that we push snow, but actually we're out there all the time doing things like this. You know, they stop that guy. If there's a car stopped in the middle of I-70, they'll help them out and get them over.
That makes sense.
You know.
I saw a guy at the gas station yesterday. I go to this specific gas station because they have that non-ethanol gas. You know what I'm talking about?
I thought you said non-ethnic.
No, ethanol. Yeah, you can't hardly find him.
So, you know, the really clear stuff.
Oh my God.
And there was a guy, and he looked like a typical, you know, snowplow operator.
Really?
Okay?
What does one look like?
Describe
overalls.
That.
Overall. Oh,
yeah.
The
overalls.
Carhartts?
Yeah.
Yeah.
He had the overalls on. He had he was all bundled up, ready to go.
On.
Had
yep.
the plow on front, gassing up, getting ready for snow overnight.
Okay.
He told me he owned 20. You know me, I like to talk when I get to the pumping my gas because I get really bored out there. Just me and a pump.
Yeah.
All right. So the guy's sitting there and I say, hey, bub, where are you going to plow? You know, he said, I got 28 trucks. We're going to be all over the metro.
Wow.
We're gonna be everywhere. You could see dollar signs in his eyes, man. This guy was ready for the snow and just ready to just make some money.
So he's a smoker?
Oh, I don't know. You smoke at the pump.
I got that image,
Taking a breath. No, I was just saying that he sounded like a trucker.
Speaking of which, what do I do about this, okay? What? So I was at Phillips 66, right? I fill up my gas tank. I get a notification from American Express that I've been charged $135. You know how they do the pre-thing? You know, the pre-thing?
Yeah.
Well, okay, so I was waiting for it to fall off. This was yesterday. It still hasn't fallen off. And it said, first it said pending, and then it said charged, $135. But I never got a receipt from the gas pump. I mean, obviously it wasn't.
You used $135?
I did not. But obviously they did that pre-thing and charged it all the way through.
Oh, I see.
Yeah, what do I do? Help.
I think you can call them and contest, but I don't. You might have to have a receipt.
Oh, like you live in an American Express world.
all the
you don't live in that world, and I don't either.
That's
you and I cannot afford those cards.
Any credit card, it's the same thing.
She's got that platinum metal thing, okay? You and I, so don't try to give any kind of information, because you don't know. You don't live in the, what is it called, the AE world?
What?
The AE
Amex.
World.
Amex.
Yeah, the Amex. See, I don't even know the term. Turned me down so many times, they laugh every
time
I apply.
They're all the same.
I'm just saying, Chappelle.
And you know, and it said take receipt, and it went, and then it was out of paper.
You know what's funny? I never take a receipt after.
Well, guess what? Now I'm telling you guys, you need to take receipts, because they charged me $135.
Yeah. I don't have an answer. I don't live in that world.
It's not a world. It's just a, it's
kinda,
a thing that can happen
kind of
to anybody.
It's world. I mean, Chappelle and I, we only apply and can get, credited with something like a Southwest card, right?
That one's really hard to
Mine's
get, though. That's not easy to get.
Yeah. No, I'm just saying, she lives in the uppity world of
I'm
the
not
Amex.
In the uppity. Listen.
That's uppity world,
Can
Jamie.
I tell you something? That I try to tell you guys, the perks that this thing has are insane.
We can't get qualified.
Yes, you
okay?
can.
Okay? I'm trying.
If I can.
I just tried like a week ago.
If I can, you can. I let my storage unit go to whatever you
collections.
Call it. Collections.
Yeah.
And I still got one.
You've got something in the background they're seeing, and they're saying, yeah, this is the ripe one. We'll take her.
You get hotel checkout at 4 p.m., not 11.
That is pretty
That's
sweet.
That's great. Yeah. You get to check in at 11 and not 4 p.m. Come on. And then I stayed at the Wynn, and they gave me $150 credit back.
It's a different world, Spadil.
Amex is a different world.
She lives in a whole... I'm trying to tell you.
You have to be able to pay that credit card off in one shot, or they won't even give it to you.
You get Clear taken care of. Clear is paid for. Everything.
It's the annual fee that gets me.
It's only $650 a year.
It's a lot.
Well, think about it.
The perks kind of pay for it.
I just paid for it, basically.
Yeah.
With Clear, and then you also get to use, I think, $150 at Saks Fifth Avenue to buy a pair of socks.
Are you done?
Yep.
Pair of
Are you done? You're depressing me.
Okay, sorry.
Okay, because I literally applied for that son of a gun.
You did?
Like 7 days ago, right after Christmas.
The American Express Platinum.
Yes.
And they said no?
They said no within 30 seconds.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
I think you would qualify.
No.
Me too.
No.
Uh-huh.
They don't like me at all. No.
You must have done something really bad, man.
DJ and Jamie, weekday mornings on Alice.